Departure and Journey. Leon Solomon from Lithuania recollects the journey he took in 1901. My mother and her sister, who came with us, engaged the services of a hack driver. Our belongings were wrapped, encased in suitcases and boxes, and we sat on our luggage in his two wagons, which took us out of the town and brought us to the border. Before stealing across the border, we, and many other immigrants, concealed ourselves in a barn. We were told to stay there and make no noise. And I remember how breathlessly we ran and crossed the border until we were told, "Stop running." Of course, the rest of our luggage came several days later. We arrived in a boarding house, which specialized in accommodating and giving hospitality to Russian Jewish wanderers, immigrants who stole across the border and waited to take a train. That was the first time in my life I saw a train. I saw a locomotive that belched fire and smoke from the chimney. And when our luggage followed us across the border from Lithuania to Prussia, we were taken to the train, a special train for immigrants. None of the comforts and the cushioned seats for wealthy passengers, but third-class passage on trains with crude benches. The passengers who were old, poor immigrants from Russia, like ourselves, who stole across the border, like ourselves, were packed into these emigrant trains like sardines.